From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals, that is, as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate late Thursday that comes amid signs of divisions within the Republican Party. During the debate, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be marching toward their party's nomination. In other news, North Korean state media says that leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment in what Pyongyang's latest angry response to expanded UN sanctions against it. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA, process of imposing sanctions on North Korea is complicated.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said the projectiles flew up to 150 kilometers before landing in the sea. And the UN and African Union chiefs have strongly urged Sudan to grant freedom of movement to peacekeepers and aid workers in Darfur, where tens of thousands of civilians are homeless because of fighting. This is VOA News.